Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. I got charged for a shipment a few weeks ago, and then I got an email that stated that the tracking number said it was on its way. And when I track it, it says that the package has yet to get to the U.S. Postal Service, that they haven't received the package from you guys. And then today I got charged for another installment, but I still haven't gotten the last one.
Okay, I'll check on the tracking of that last one for you and see what I can do for you there. And I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
No, it's okay.
And I thank you for your patience. And can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Steffe, S-T-E-F-F-E.
And your zip code?
85637.
Thank you. And the first name associated with the order?
Justine.
And the address?
9 Roan Court, number 1494, Sonoyta, Arizona, 85637.
Thank you. And then finally, the email address.
JustineLoves at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And I see that this is in regards to your Ghostbusters Ecto-1 buildup. And I'm just loading the notes on the order so I can view the tracking information. And I apologize for the delay.
Okay.
Okay, so the most recent shipment that actually shipped out on April 13th, and I'm pulling up the tracking, and it says departed shipping partner facility USPS awaiting item as of yesterday, the 21st, and it says the shipping partner is DHL. So it looks like DHL, has the package first, and then once they get it to your area, they would provide it to the, United States Postal Service. And then the DHL say, at their most recent update says departure origin DHL e-commerce facility, April 21st, 5:58. I guess that's supposed to be AM. So it can be tracked with DHL and the United States. Well, Right now, it has to be tracked through DHL, and then once the USPS has the package, then you could track it with them. I could send you a link to the DHL tracking if you'd like.
Sure, I guess. I mean, it hasn't. It honestly has not moved. It said the same thing since the 13th. It's not done anything, and every day it goes updated as of whatever time of day they update. So normally.
You've been tracking it at DHL's website?
No, I've just, I mean, this is the link that you guys always give. So this is the first time that it has not changed the entirety. Because normally what will happen is it takes a week for it to get here when you release the shipping stuff.
So as of Tuesday, April 13th, DHL updated. The tracking said en route to DHL e-commerce electronic notification received. Your order has been processed and tracking will be updated soon. And then as of Tuesday, April 20th at 11:28 a.m., processed, 1:50 p.m., I guess. Package received at DHL e-commerce distribution center. So that was Tuesday that DHL actually gained, they actually took control of the package. You know, they actually received it on Tuesday. Then as of Wednesday, DHL updated the tracking to say that it departed their origin DHL e-commerce facility at 5:58. And I can't tell if that's supposed to represent AM or PM. I think it's supposed to represent AM. But DHL are doing they're doing a pretty good job of updating their tracking information. I apologize that our website didn't provide you with a DHL tracking so you could track it there as well.
So at what point is it considered lost if it doesn't make it here?
Because it's on its way. It's on its way. As of yesterday, it just left the origin DHL e-commerce facility. And things are a little bit behind because we're transitioning from one warehouse to another. So there are some shipping delays that we weren't experiencing in the past. And that's causing some problems. Especially with the problem that we gave, you know, like on Tuesday, April 13th, we, you know, updated DHL, you know, we're going to be sending you this package. Look out. We're going to provide you with this package. And then a whole week later, finally, they actually got the package. Mm. And then they started updating the tracking after they actually took possession of the package. They started doing what they're supposed to do in regards to getting that package moving and getting it on its way to you. But I do, of course, understand your perspective as well, because this was all going on behind the scenes without you knowing what was going on. And, of course, you know, not having an update from April 13th all the way until April 19th, of course, those are no updates. Well, the 13th, there was an update. But after that, between there and the 19th, there's nothing, just a blank void of nothing. That would really make you feel like, you know, well, yeah, but the other charge is because the computer system saw your shipment as having been shipped. And so after it hit that status of shipped, it counted down the number of weeks for your next shipment. So if you're, like with your account, you're currently on the once every 4-week shipment frequency. So when the system saw that your order had shipped, it said, okay, let's start counting down the weeks. And it counted down the weeks from March 23rd until
So I had payment drawn on the 13th,
right?
And then I also had payment drawn today, so that's a 2-week difference.
The way that the computer sees it, the way that the database actually sees it, is that the order was sent over to the warehouse for fulfillment on March 23rd. So when it does that, the status on your order will say shipped, which oftentimes can cause a problem, because the order status in the database, if we just pull up the order and not look at the ledger notes, it'll say shipped. But what that really means is the order was just sent to the warehouse. So then the customer service agent has to, you know, if they want to provide accurate information, they have to pull up the ledger notes to see, okay, so has it actually shipped? Has it left the warehouse, or is it still just in the status of sent to warehouse? Like currently, the shipment.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to pay for some kind of upgraded shipping and then get a whole bunch of shipments at once, because the last time I called, it was because there were inconsistent charges. So I had a charge, then I had it refunded, then I had a charge, then things didn't show up for months. And I asked about it, and they said, oh, well, your stuff's on back order. And I said, well, when's that supposed to happen? And they said, well, if according to your system, and I don't know what they were looking at, I would be charged around the 15th every single month, and unless stuff was on back order. Okay, fine. They said that the computer had set up some fee schedule for when things are available in the warehouse. At the time, they said I could buy up to 16 kits. Is there any way to just change the shipping or expedite it? Because I live in a really rural area, and if I don't track it, the postmaster sends the packages back. So if I don't have any idea where it is, we're in the tiniest town you could ever imagine. So I have to, like, go down there and say there's a package coming for me in order to get it.
Okay. Well, there's no way to change the shipping, but we can change the number of build-up kits that would be mailed out to you each shipment. Like, currently you're set to receive 4 build-up kits per shipment, but you can have as many as 12 build-up kits mailed out to you per shipment.
Well, it doesn't do me any good if I don't have the ability to track the shipment and tell the postmaster where my package is.
Well, right now, okay, so when you look at the tracking for your current package, you pull that up, and you say, okay, well, what's going on with this package? Well, let me see what's going on. It says departed shipping partner facility USPS awaiting item. And it says April 21st, 2021. Okay, that's been saying, okay, so what's going on? Then you go to tracking history. You click on the tracking history, and it says April 21st, 2021, 5:58 a.m., departed shipping partner facility, USPS awaiting item, Hebron, Kentucky, 41048, shipping partner, right. DHL, e-commerce. Now, this is the most important part, because this is going to happen with your future shipments as well. It says shipping partner, DHL, e-commerce. So you say, DHL, what's that? So I want to track it with DHL, find out where does this DHL, they have my package. So you can go to DHL.com. That just happens to be their website for DHL, their shipping company. So you go to DHL.com and then just put in your United States Postal Service tracking number and then track the shipment. And if DHL have any updated tracking information for you, you'll find it there at DHL.com. And I sent you an email with a link to the DHL tracking for your current shipment, so you'll be able to keep an eye on that as it makes its way to the Postal Service. And then once the Postal Service have it, you can track it the way that you've been attempting to track it, because you're already you already have that link to the United States Postal Service tracking.
So DHL is who you guys went with, not UPS any longer.
We weren't using UPS. Previously, we were going through Pitney Bowes, which had it contracted out, or which was using a company called Newgistics. And that's where, remember, you'd pull up your tracking, and it would say, departed warehouse, an estimated delivery date is coming soon.
No, the brown UPS truck, like I said, we're very rural, so UPS got it from whoever you guys had. So if DHL's coming out here now, then I'm going to have to go
They're not
have a discussion.
Coming out there. They're not DHL are not going out there.
Yes.
The way that
they
do. The way that it works is we use a partner shipping provider. When the partner shipping provider gets the package out to your area, we give the package to the United States Postal Service. Then the United States Postal Service finishes up the delivery of that product.
Right, and what that means in this area, because we're so rural, DHL, FedEx, and UPS all go to a locker in the Postal Service. It's a little cottage in the middle of nowhere, and they unlock a key and they put it in your box. That's what happens here. So it's not really in the hands of the U.S. Postal Service. So if it's in the hands of DHL, then I have to go down and tell the postmaster and give them the tracking number on this so that they don't return my package. Last time it was UPS. So that's what I'm going to have to do if it's DHL now. I have to notify them that DHL will be bringing them a package from now on.
Oh, okay. Well, then that sounds like that sounds good that you're aware of that it's going to be DHL and you can let the Postal Service know.
You can mean you if they send me? Did you send me that link for DHL?
I did. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And it sounds like that's going to be the partner that you guys have from now on. Is that what I understand now?
That's what it looks like, yes, ma'am. Because I've tracked several orders that that are now going through DHL, whereas nothing was going with DHL before. I've still pulled up some customer accounts, and I've seen Newgistics tracking, but it's looking more and more like we're going to be using DHL. I'm really hoping that it's going to be DHL, because before, and I'm not sure how you didn't how you never encountered this, because for the longest time we were having such problems with Newgistics. It was mainly Newgistics, either that or it was the computer systems, because you'd have people that would have a package that was mailed out, and then for like a week or 2 weeks, sometimes they would even be mailed out. They would get their package, but if you tracked it, all it would say is departed warehouse, an estimated delivery date is coming soon, and it never updated. Never, ever updated. So if you never had that, that's amazing. Because you were actually receiving deliveries. Yeah, you were receiving deliveries during the time in which that was going on, when we were getting blown up here at the call center, you know, from people calling in, you know, I can't track my package. I can't track my package. What's going on? I can't track my package. And the problem was really lying in the fact that it's either that Newgistics wasn't updating the tracking information. That's what caused me to start going to Newgistics website. Whereas before I'd use the link like you would, pull it up, mm-hmm. and I could see the tracking details, and that was great. But then once it started to become a big problem, I ventured out going and started using Newgistics tracking on their website, and then I'd start sending customers a link to the Newgistics tracking, which they didn't have, and of course I'd send them the link to the USPS tracking, so that way they would have everything they, you know, as much as I could provide them accessible to them. We used to have so much problems with Newgistics. That's why I'm really fingers crossed hoping that we're going to be using DHL, because I know DHL are very reliable.
So I should contact DHL if it doesn't come here in, let's say, another week.
You could contact them if you'd like at your own discretion. That's not a problem. But most importantly, I would recommend checking that email that I sent to you, which if you want to verify that you received it, I can wait for you to do so, so that you can see the tracking updates on the DHL website and see how they're, you know, handling it, because they're doing a much more professional job. And I don't think it's their fault that it took until from April 13th to April 20th for them to actually be provided with the package. I can't hold any fault on DHL for us not having provided them with the package for a week, which is mostly probably due to the fact that the warehouse transition that's going on, that's slowing down the shipping and us getting stuff out to the shipping partner, in this case, DHL.
Okay.
But would you want to verify that you received the email that I sent to you? I sent it to your email on the account, so I would imagine that you should have got it.
No, I've got it. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yes, and then in the future, if you happen to look at the tracking history for a package, and you see that it has shipping partner DHL e-commerce, just know that you can track it at DHL.com using the USPS tracking number. And if DHL have any information, we'll provide that on the they will provide that information to you for sure.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Nope. That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. Hope you have a good weekend.